158 articles about a New Hampshire recount. You are tuned into Chatter in the Morning on WCCM 1110 AM, your conversation station, and now your community connection on the air and on the Internet. Go to 1110WCCMAM.com. We are streaming live on the Internet. We are also podcasting. And, of course, you can always give me a buzz at 877-687-8005. Arnie here. Gerson's still on the board. Bruce in studio. Lots of snow. And now we are joined by Brad Friedman. He does something called the Brad Blog, and he spends a lot of time looking at the integrity of our voting system. I actually have an interesting article in front of me. It is an article from early January of 2007, and the article is written about a professor from MIT, and it's entitled, "The Verdict is In, Our Voting System is a Loser." Well, we're going to be checking whether our voting system is a loser this week. In fact, this Wednesday, I believe, the Secretary of State, Bill Gardner, has been authorized by both the Republicans and the Democrats in the form of a Dennis Kucinich, a Democratic candidate for president, and an individual who is kind of a 16th-tier Republican. They have asked for a recount of the New Hampshire presidential primary. They have offered to find the cash to pay for it. And as we introduce Brad Friedman, who does have a fascinating blog called Brad Blog, I want to just share something with you. This is a comment that he made about the concerns that a lot of people have about why are we doing a recount in, of all states, New Hampshire, the state where Secretary of State Bill Gardner seems to be so vigilant in protecting not only the integrity of the presidential primary, but really the integrity of our voting system. And here's what Brad says, and then he will join us on the air. While pollsters and the MSM and even theoretically progressive bloggers are speculating about what might have gone wrong in dozens of different independent, transparent pre-election polls, almost all of which found precisely the same information, very few seem to be questioning whether the completely unverified results from 80% of New Hampshire, counted on hackable, error-prone, deballed machines, completely programmed, controlled, and operated by a single, private, less-than-respectable company, LHS Associates, were actually accurate in the first place. And with that opening salvo, let me welcome Brad to the program. How are you, Brad?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning, Arnie?
I'm doing great. So let's talk a little bit about voting machines and about what is the rationale for this recount. I think there probably are a thousand different reasons why people would love to see the numbers recounted, but you really have been looking about the issue of paper ballots, of a paper trail, of the integrity of these voting machines. So from that vantage point, explain to us why this might be a wonderful opportunity to do some real checking on a system that we think has lots of loopholes.
Well, yeah, I mean, you mentioned recounting and why I think the ballots should be recounted. In truth, I suggest they should be counted in the first place, at least by some human being, somewhere, somehow, verified in some fashion. You know, you mentioned the MIT article in which they talked about our voting system is a loser. Well, it's a loser even in New Hampshire, and that would include even if Dennis Kucinich and another fellow on the Republican side who are both doing, who have asked for counts, hand counts of these ballots, even if they find that the results were one, as reported, were 100% accurate. Why? Because in truth, they should not have to put money into verifying that the ballots were counted accurately in the first place. The fact that 80% of New Hampshire's votes are counted on these Diebold machines, and nobody bothers to verify a single one of them, you know, that's not a transparent election system, and I think that America, New Hampshire, deserves as much. The onus ought to be on the state of New Hampshire. It is, in fact, on the state of New Hampshire to demonstrate that they have counted ballots, the voters' ballots correctly. And you know, we've gotten into this situation where folks have to go out, raise money just to find out if it was correctly counted. And folks like me who are simply asking, well, was it? Why don't we actually count those ballots and find out? Folks like myself, you know, we're as a crazy and a conspiracy theorist for simply asking for that.
First of all, let's go back to the hanging chads in Florida. We don't have the same problem with the hanging chads, but it turns out that if Al Gore had asked for a statewide recount, we'd be living a different history. Okay? So we know that machines make mistakes. Then we go look at Ohio. Again, we know that there were problems. Machines make mistakes. We were just talking, for example, about Real ID and about the federal government now wanting all kinds of information about all of us to put into this huge soup bowl that has no protection and no privacy. And, you know, it's like it is so holy, you would not believe it. And that means that people could access information that we never wanted to divulge. So we know that the federal government can screw up, which is why 17 states are pushing back that kind of information. Well, the same is true for the vote. You're giving Diebold an opportunity to decide and to monitor your votes, and that was not what you were choosing to do. That's not what democracy is predicated on, is to give it to a private institution. This is about public knowledge, public information, and a public process.
A private institution using, no one ever gets to look at, which has been found within the past year or two to be extraordinarily hackable, extraordinarily vulnerable to error. I mean, there was an entire film called Hacking Democracy, a documentary at HBO documentary that looked into this precise machine that's being used in New Hampshire can be hacked, an election flipped without a trace being left behind, save for the paper ballots. If you bothered to count those paper ballots, you would discover that hack. But, 80% of New Hampshire's votes are counted under this method. There's no checking of it. And, you mentioned 2000, going back to Florida 2000. Again, the tab election systems back in 2000 in Florida, in Volusia County, registered negative 16,022 votes.
Oh, my God.
Now, Al Gore might not have been that popular in Volusia County, Florida, but I don't think he was so unpopular that he merited negative 16,022 votes. That sort of thing seems like a concern to me. You may trust your ATM when you go to get money out of it, but if you ask for $300, you're probably going to count those bills when they come out, even if there is just three of them. You're going
You're
to hand-count them
right.
to find out.
That's a great point, Brad. That is such a good point. And you're not even, no one's hearing that Hillary Clinton did something, that Barack Obama did something, that John McCain did something. That's not what's going on here. What you're really saying is this is a public process. The public should be able to vet it, and we have a right to that public information in an open way. Because what happens in a machine is some private entity calculates and programs, but guess what? You and I don't have privileged information to know exactly what they did or how they did it. So how do we know?
And we know how incredibly easy it is to simply flip the numbers and never find out that they've been flipped unless you count those paper ballots. Now, I should add, to New Hampshire's credit, you guys actually have paper ballots, which is a quickly disappearing entity across the rest of the... And for 20% of the votes, you all count them completely publicly, by hand at the polling place on election night, which is great. And, there's no question at all, for the most part, about those ballots that were counted by hand. It's only 80% of these ballots that are completely done in the dark, and we have absolutely no verification for it. All of these pollsters and pundits and media folks are running around trying to figure out, gosh, what must have happened to those pre-election polls, all of which came out with the exact same number. Maybe there was a problem with those pre-election polls.
Well, let me just share something with you. I did TV up in Canada, and when I was on in Toronto, there was a talk show host that made a really valid point that Barack Obama was predicted to get about 36% of the vote. Hillary Clinton was predicted to get less, but he was predicted to get 36%. Well, the reality is he did get 36%. The problem is Hillary Clinton got 39%. And losing to winning by 3 points, and could it be that there was something going on with the voting machines, or could it be that she outmaneuvered him, that people made a decision to vote for John McCain that were originally going to go in for Barack Obama, that the polls became an interesting change in the political landscape? People felt secure in Barack, so they knew they could sort of wander around. There are a lot of red, but your point is, you know what? We have that paper trail. There are questions. Put them to bed. Here's an opportunity both to test the integrity of the machines and test the integrity of the vote.
Well, you could come up with a lot of other reasons, and they all may well be legitimate. And, it still does not necessarily explain how all of these undecided people, all of them, would have gone for Hillary. Why the exit polls during the day, as we've now got from a bunch of independent sources, seem to indicate that Obama was going to win. This is based on people walking out of the polls. Now, those exit polls could be wrong. But before we all start scratching our heads and frankly discrediting both exit polls and pre-election polls, which are really the people's only input to determine whether the polls are right, and because that's what's happened here. We've had a complete discrediting of all sorts of polls. So, you know, if whoever the Democratic, and this works for the Republican nominee as well, but whoever the Democratic nominee is going into November, if they're winning by 10 points in November, and suddenly they lose that night by 5 points, and this is all sort of reminiscent of 2004.
Exactly.
Well, we'll all say to ourselves, well, gosh, those polls are never right. We saw it back in New Hampshire, and yeah, we've got all of these votes and these ballots that we never bothered to count, but why should we? We can go ahead and presume they're wrong. You know, we can presume the foolish place to be in our country. And this notion that we should simply count the ballots has, you know, elicited such a strong reaction from so many people who have turned around and said, I'm a crank and a crackpot for suggesting that we should count it. It's really extraordinary. I haven't seen anything like this since 2004. At that time, we were hearing it from Bush supporters, and now, when I'm calling for transparency in our voting system, I'm hearing those same criticisms this time from supposedly progressives out there. It's quite an interesting turn of events.
Bizarre. Here's the good news. Whatever party is in power and think they're going to win, they behave like the other party they so hated. So I just want to let you know that's part of the reason why people like you, Brad, need to be able to be out there and say, hey, you know what? You know, that's what this is about. That's the reason why we had the paper trail. Here is an opportunity to test the conversation. Here's a small state. You don't like to do it in Michigan. You don't want to do it in New York or Florida first. Well, if there are questions raised in a little state, this is the perfect place to test that institution and to test those machines.
And you guys,
not that that indicates what's happening in other states, though, Brad, too, because other machines can have other manipulations. But if nothing else, we can begin to put this baby to bed.
Yeah, and you guys, I should add, have much better than simply a paper trail. Paper trails come to refer to a lot of these little, you know, the cash register style tapes that come out of the touchscreen machines around the country that nobody ever bothers to count, and you don't even know if they act that you have. They do reflect the voter intent if anybody bothers to count them. So, you know, we should do it. So I've some of the most bizarre arguments I've seen. Oh, they counted, Nader asked for a recount in 2004 in New Hampshire and found there was no problem at all. So, we know that New Hampshire's system works. Why should count them this year?
Wait a minute. That's like 9/11. They bombed the World Trade Center in 1994. Do it again. Use that analogy. I need to let you go, Brad.
Okay.
But thank you very much. We're probably going to call you after the recount, so
always,
be prepared.
Always good to talk to you, Arnie.
Good to talk to you. Brad Friedman, he is with Brad Blog. You might want to check it out. We're talking about the recount in New Hampshire.